Welcome, friends, to an enlightening exploration of self and spirit. On this March 24th, 2024, we are overjoyed to welcome back Reverend Judith Taylor for her sermon, What a Trip, A Journey Through Body Wisdom. Today, we embark on a profound journey inward, discovering the wisdom our bodies hold and the messages they convey. Join us as Reverend Taylor guides us through understanding and appreciating the deep connection between our physical and spiritual selves, revealing the insights and healing our bodies offer.
Got a little bit of I want in it. And a little bit of, oh gee, I want. But the basis of it is that God is love. God is everywhere present. God is there as you, in you. And so the holy, holy love of God is you. So when we stop trying to get the love, when we stop chasing the love, when we let ourselves simply open to the love that is. Now I have to admit, y'all made me cry. Y'all made me cry and cry and cry.
You made us cry.
Because I cry when I'm happy. Anyone who knows me knows my eyes start tearing up. You've done it today about 16 times already. When I'm happy. So thank you. My tear ducts are well taken care of. I know that we begin with a meditation, but I think today I'm going to have to end with a meditation because I'm just too up there to be quiet. I love you guys. I mean, there are no words. I know. And that's the good part. Isn't it great? It's great to love. It's great to be loved, but when you know you're loved, that changes the world, that changes reality, and you have. Any time that I might have, what are you going to do? What's that, huh? What are you putting on me now? It was, okay. I was able to go into this experience with the openness that whatever needs to be found will be found, whatever can be fixed will be fixed. Relax and enjoy. Now, that's a different way to go to the hospital, especially we're doing an endarterectomy, thumbectomy, angioplasty, that. You know, it started out about my legs. And then, next thing I know, they're looking at my heart. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? That wasn't part of this. But whatever needs to be found was found. Whatever needs to be fixed was fixed. I have to start. Go back a bit. Now, this may all sound like a little bit of gossip. I know y'all were curious about what was going on. Some of you didn't realize something was going on before that I was in pain. But I want to start, and I can say gossip because if you look up the word, it's from the old English, God-sip, godparents. Godparents were supposed to be so close to the new mother and what was going on that they could say those little things like, he opened his eyes. His first word was love. All those little things that for us would be metaphysical affirmations and realizations, that was what the godparents were expected to do. Would you think that was the original meaning of gossip? So when you think about it or attempted to, remember that you're giving a sip of the God of you anytime you speak. So if they're tempted to gossip, gossip with that spirit. Did you hear about Mary? No, but she sure is looking good. You know, Joey lost his job. Can't wait to see what good thing is going to open up for him. I mean, we think it when we're aware of it, but when we can live in that holy, holy way, it comes naturally, and gossip is good. Back to my gossip. So the first part of being out was, okay, we're going to be sure you're strong enough and everything's in value, everything's cool. Oh, what you say ooh about? We're going to do some more tests just to be ooh. And it turned out to be this whole big thing about my heart, which is fine. Which is fine. But I had to examine in my head my expectations for my heart. Because remember, my father's family all died before 40 from heart disease. So when this stuff is coming up and I don't know what caused it, and I didn't eat in a way that should have caused it, I'm not the hamburgers every morning person, I'm wondering what's going on. So then when they started saying, well, let's look at your heart, I'm like, I didn't know that was even in the game. I thought that was in the bench in the shower room having a good time. I said, no, it's on the sidelines over here already dressed and ready to play. So I had to really look at what is going on. Now, metaphysically, we know that blood is life. My situation twice, because this is a repeat of an earlier operation, both legs were 100% blocked. So that's life wants to move forward but can't get there. Life is trying to get through. First time, I had a doctor that just said, we'll just bypass it. Well, you know what happens when you bypass your issues and don't deal with them. They get worse, because they want you to deal with them. They're trying to get your attention. So that's what happened in my case. Now, I'm not saying the doctor was wrong or bad or anything else. He did what he could at the time, and I appreciate what he did, but he didn't fix anything. He didn't go back and remove what was causing the blockage. He didn't go back and say, this is how this happened. This is how we make it not happen anymore. So that was something that I really had to look at in my mind, because I'm the one that said, let's do this operation and it's fine, walk, walk, walk. Why was that okay? Well, at that time, I was in a place very unlike this, where there was not the drive to know and to grow and to love and to understand. There was the drive to get it done. And don't you find that in your life a lot of times there'll be some underlying issue, and instead of dealing with it, you'll keep on to get things done, get things done. I got to go to work. I got to get this paid. I got to deal with so-and-so. But underneath, the issue is still lurking. And in your quiet times, it talks to you and tries to get your attention. I really hope you'll take the time that I didn't to do that. Because your body, I even have a book called The Wisdom of God in the Body, or Knowing God in the Body. Our bodies are these wonderful gifts for this planet, not only to get things done, but to appreciate little things like the variations in color, the smile that comes from a corner and then spreads across the whole face. All those little miracles. Take time to appreciate them, really. I talk about it all the time in terms of little flowers and things like that. But we each are a blossom. And we each are blooming into our new forms. And I think it's important to realize, not only with other people, but with yourself. With your own body. When was the last time you just told your body, thank you? Thank you for all you're doing. And I don't have to think about the blood being made or the bone cells being cleared out. I don't have to think about whether my nerves are firing or if the air that I'm breathing is going to be processed properly. I think that our bodies understand and know our appreciation, and I think it's an important part of existence on this planet, because these bodies are gifts. I think when we're young and just learning things, we fall down, so what? Get up, because that wasn't the point. The point was going to where we were going. We get older and we learn our bodies can do certain things. We might get into sports or something. And then we get older into our careers, and we just push ourselves to do what we have. You only get 6 hours of sleep, you only get 6 hours of sleep. We do those things too, and our bodies keep up. Our bodies say, we love you, and it is a community, because remember, you got only 10% of your body are human cells, the rest are our genome, our biome, and all of that on the other community that we are. When we say it takes a village, we are the village. Realize that you have to love that village too. Not just the village out here, but the village that you are. And include the different youths. The you that comes here, the you that says, I want to stay in bed. The you that goes to work, whether you need to or not. The you that just does things. The you that works in this world. Your presence changes what this world is. Just being who and what you are now. Forget all the stuff you want to become and all the things you want to learn. Who you are now changes the world. Now, I had a really crowded hospital room because all of y'all was there. And it was wonderful. I know, you know how sometimes you'll say something and you hear somebody else's voice, like you'll hear, like I say something and I'll hear my mother's voice saying, I'm saying it her way. Well, I heard all of y'all, really. In all the different things I had to do, I heard you speaking, Robert, yes. I heard Toy speaking. Yes, I heard you speaking. All of us. Some little thing. Here's your medicine this morning. Well, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And you all know who says those words. I would hear each of you. Or a nurse would go by in the hall and just look in the room and it would be one of your faces. Really. It was amazing. All of you, each and every one, showed up in my room. You too. And yes, I met you. So, yeah, you were there too. You brought my breakfast one morning. I'm serious. I got to enjoy wondering which face would show up next. So I welcomed all of you in my heart. And in my experience. And so every bit of it was joyful. Now going back to the journey, I realized that my heart has been open for a long time. That's just the way I am. That's one reason I cry when I'm happy. It's just wide open, just there. But the doors were here. You know, closest here. The doors were here. You guys have opened it so far. You've made it so much more open. And I was really able to see those instances where somebody did or did not do something and the other person got a little bit irritated and I could and make it go away. Y'all did that. I didn't do that. Y'all did that. It was the energy and the love that you showed me that let me, like it's the overflowing. That's what our daily word was talking. I let it overflow where I was with everyone. The person that was supposed to clean our rooms realized that they were taking a long time to do the discharge and it was going to get dark and we couldn't see driving. She stopped her job and took us down there so that we could go. Now that's an hour out of her day that she did just to be nice. I kept running into that. And it all had your face on it. It all had your face on it. A lot of times we don't realize the angels we are to someone. You know, it doesn't take much. Sometimes just a nod. Some people didn't have a smile to give, but they had a nod. And that was enough. Other people had a smile. Other people came back and said, oh, you are such a great patient. I hope I never see you again. And I agreed with them. But this whole experience, because I went into it knowing that it was a healing time, not just for my body, but everything about me, the things I don't know. You know, we wake up every morning and we think we know what our life will be, but we don't. And part of us cringes at the change, at the unknown. But we've got to be open to it and let it bless us. We've got to let the unknown be the blessing it's trying to be. Because when we're asking for something, when we're hoping, striving, growing towards something, it's something we perceive us not to be, not to have yet. And if we are not open to unknown, we'll get the known, which includes the don't have yet. So the unknown has to be a really good friend. The unknown has to be a welcome companion along the way. Because the unknown is where change happens. That's where growth is. That's where joy is. Now, yeah, when I woke up in the ICU, it was, where am I? And then I saw a familiar face that smiled at me, and everything was okay. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. If you don't got somebody around to do that, take a mirror with you. You can see the face of God anywhere you are. Just take a mirror. Amen. Remind yourself what you're looking at and what you are. It changes everything, God's. One of the things I do with pain is that I break it down. There's some show on TV, I don't know what it is, where they ask you questions and you ask questions and the answers give you, you know, composite of answers give you the winning whatever. So I'd say, what is it? Is it sharp? Yeah. Is it pressure? No. Is it tickly? No. Is it electric shock? Yeah, more like that. And I just go through all the different sensations and name the parts of them. Now, while you're doing that and looking at it, it stops. It does. You're not focusing on, this hurts, I'm resisting it. You're looking at it for what it seems to be for you at that moment. That's how I navigate change, too. When you're going through change, you don't know what's happening, what's going to happen. So if you can relax into, first of all, God is all there is. So God's right here and all is well. Let's get to our bottom line. You can relax into that, then it's more easy to look at what you're experiencing and break it down into manageable parts. I'm going to use my sister. I didn't do this. Oh, the car is rolling over. Well, I got my seatbelt on. That's okay. So then she had the experience of hanging from the ceiling with the seatbelt on. That was new. I mean, it was a new experience. I mean, if you look at it that way, it's not terrible. She didn't break anything. She got a new car out of it because her car was total. But it's another experience of in the middle of change, you can let go of fear. You can make it be, huh, this is interesting. This is an experience because that's all this is experience. We read about things, and then we want to experience this part of it, that part of it, or not that part of it. All this is experience. Right now, we're experiencing the love and the joy that we are in this wonderful, safe, beautiful space. So when the pain decided to be a different pain or move to a different place, that was just something else to look at and say, okay, what are you telling me? We have the joy of having our metaphysical dictionary and understanding of our bodies that I understand this is my left leg. And my left leg was having the most problem and the most discomfort. So, okay, where am I going unconsciously? Where is that? What is that telling me? This is telling me to clear it so I can go, so we're not holding back. So where is it telling me to go? And then the doctor said, okay, we're going to do the right leg in two months. I was, oh, yeah? My right leg is so much better. I may not need to. I tell y'all a secret. I don't know the name of it, but there's some drug that makes your bodies, they call them collaterals, where you get extra blood vessels to grow to help the ones that are clogged. You have to exercise a lot to get that to happen. But you can grow. I know a person who grew enough collaterals that she avoided surgery. I'm getting on that bandwagon. That's where I'm coming from. Because the right side felt so much better just coming up out of surgery that I felt like he had done it. places that he didn't touch feel better. Thank y'all. Because you prayed for healing. You didn't pray for a specific thing. And that's another thing about our prayers. Sometimes it's good not to know what's going on with the person. It's good to focus on the good you know about that person. You don't know that Joe Blow lost his job. That wasn't his job. His job was the next one he's going to get. So give thanks for that. Don't look at what's gone. Look at what's coming. And realize that that's what you're celebrating. You're celebrating the growth, the good, the things, the changes that are helping us to become more of what we truly are. So that's what our prayers are for, not, oh, heal the broken leg, because then you're focusing on a broken leg. I didn't have a broken leg. None of my bones are broken. I'm not sick. There's no part of me that's deformed. My heart is strong, as well as open wide. So I really want to emphasize the gift that our physical infirmities can be, because they're clues to what's going on with us. Remember, everything starts with a thought. Everything starts with a thought. I know that growing up, I expected to die at around year 2000, because that's when I was going to be 47, and that's when my people died. I mean, we're talking two. That's what I expected. So I had plenty of years to build up whatever had to build up, because those old thoughts were active. I hadn't looked at them growing up. I got into this well after college. So I'm still going on with my, as they call it in the older books, race thought. My thought of a human, I'm a human living a human life with human infirmities. If I'm thinking that, then that's what I'm going to experience. But once I realize that that was a form, but not the truth, then I could look at things that happened and say, okay, what did I do to be part of this? What did I do to help create it? And how can I uncreate it? And that's true about anything in our lives, not just the physical things. The physical things get our attention more because they're kind of made that way. We live in these instead of our car. If our car's transmission has a problem, we know about it. Well, the same thing about what's happening with our bodies, because there's no exit door to get out of your body, except maybe this. I am not saying look for and create difficulties, because they know how to do that on their own. But appreciate, give thanks for the opportunity to change your body for the better, to pay attention for all the good things your body is doing right now that you don't even have to think about. All the processes that are keeping you going. Even to smile. What muscles are involved? I don't know. I don't know. I just smile. Remember that those smiles are also chemical inducing. All those smiles, happy thoughts, good feelings, not only do you feel better, you are helping your body feel better. And you know from our Wednesday classes that this is chemically true. This is not woo-woo or anything else. That's part of how our bodies work. Our bodies work on the basis of our thoughts. So if our thoughts are constructive, looking forward to the experience, I've never done this before, let's see what this is like. Not, oh, I've never done this before, what is that like? Realize that this is all God, guys. So there's no dread necessary. And even what feels like pain, you have the ability to translate it into something else. Really, you do. When we say all is well, that's the truth. I've had people challenge me on that because they see all the quote-unquote things that are wrong. No, they're not as we'd like it. I would love not to have to go to the hospital. Hospitals are noisy places. You know, that's not necessarily the place you want to go to rest. But, and the things that are happening overseas, even so, all of that comes from a thought. A lot of times when I would get so full and so happy feeling all of you guys, I'd spread it across the world. I'd share it with those I don't know, people who don't even know what prayer is. I would send it to them that they could feel the sense of peace and security and love. Send it just to everyone. You can generate that level of feeling in yourself with nobody around, but I had the help of you wonderful people, my family. So I want to continue that now that my arms are back out like that. I continue that and invite you to be with me on those journeys, even when it's just the beauty that you appreciate, that I have an eye and I can see and I can appreciate. I mean, that's a lot right there. That joy, you have that. Share that energy, that feeling with everyone around, with people you don't know. Any situation that comes to mind, put some of that, even if it means having a little metaphorical bottle in your pocket and you can drop drops of joy on people and things. But consciously do that exercise of sharing, even if it's an imaginary candy that you put down for someone to find. You can do all sorts of games with your minds in terms of imagining things or symbolically taking things. But the truth is, your thoughts are creative, whether you do that or not. So knowing that our thoughts are creative, knowing that God is all there is, knowing that, yeah, all really is well, let's collectively share that. Collectively, I don't want to force it down people's throats, but I want to throw it in their face. I want to, happiness, joy, you are loved, you are supported. The world exists to say yes to you. Know that in your heart and know how grateful I am, how much I appreciate you in my life, you in the world, because even if I wasn't here, you're here. Even if I wasn't here to enjoy you all, you're here and you uplift the world just by being. Just by being. And I appreciate it so much. I can't express it. But I just want to say, right on, keep on, because you are on. Namaste, and I love you.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on this remarkable journey of What a Trip, a Journey Through Body Wisdom with Reverend Judith Taylor. As we conclude our gathering on this March 24th, 2024, may the wisdom shared today inspire you to listen more closely to your body, embracing its guidance and nurturing its connection to your spiritual path. For more spiritual resources and to stay connected with our community, please visit our website. We encourage you to further engage with us by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you're in the area, we warmly invite you to join us in person for more inspiring sermons and fellowship. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. May the journey through body wisdom empower you to live with greater awareness, harmony, and health, enriching your spiritual journey with every step.